Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Diving back into it, you heard the open. That means Mitch Holthus is ready and eager on a bye week. Mitch, we appreciate the time here with you on our show. I know it's a bye week. You're a busy man on the bye week, and I've got a topic coming up 8 o'clock that you can still win without playing during the bye week. What say you, Mitch?
Well, eager is the key word, just eager to talk to you. This is the one week I'd let you be, like, less focused. You know, you can kind of
appreciate that.
Turn the engines down a notch, but that's okay. But, yeah, we're here and rolling. Smith Center, Kansas, Bob, by the way.
Yeah.
And you've been there, been here. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at today during bye week. One of these days we'll get Dusty here to experience what it's like to be in the center of the United States.
That's exactly right. He should come next year when we go back out there to Smith Center. So what are you watching a game tonight? Are you just hanging out with your dad? What are you doing?
Well, both. Fill in the oval, all of the above.
Yeah.
Because tonight, it's like the game of all games, the playoff game, Mid-Continent League rematch between the Thomas More Prep Monarchs of the Plains, the Bishop Miege of Northwest and North Central Kansas, up against, of course, the Big Red, the Fighting Big Red, the Glorious Men of Smith Center. So, yeah, it'll be an awesome playoff game tonight. 1A's loaded on both sides of the bracket. A lot of really good teams. What's happened in high school football in Kansas, and I think Missouri to some extent, is because of the proliferation of the population growth of Kansas City and around, and how Kansas does it is they'll take the top 32 teams, and that's 6A, but then they push everything down. So everything's been pushed down because of the growth of places like Olathe West,
right?
Or you look at Olathe Northwest and those schools, even the DeSotos, the Baser Linwoods. And so what happens is everything gets pushed down. So basically 1A is kind of the old 2A or 3A, and that's what Missouri is too. So lots of exciting high school football in the glorious Sacred Acre of Hubbard Stadium will be lit up tonight for this game between the Smith Center and the Fighting Monarchs of TMP.
Well, I'm going out to Baser tonight to see them take on DeSoto. My guy Roman Miller's playing out there. He got his offer yesterday from Kearney and Ryan Held. I'm very excited about that and to go see what they can do.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to go see that one tonight. And they win, they potentially take on Blue Valley North, who was one of those schools that got pushed down to 5A, I believe.
They did, in fact, and that's going to be an awesome game tonight. You're going to see one of the top games in the state.
Really?
So maybe... Yeah, maybe take Dusty with you. That bracket's loaded too.
Yeah,
quite honestly. So yeah, no, this is the best time of year, man. It's to have I talked to the Smith Center team last night, and of course they've grown up with it. All of their staff has either won a state title or made a run. And so, because Smith Center is, I believe, tied with Miege, maybe, with 10 state titles. And Smith Center's won in three different classifications. But they know what this time is like. It's like our Chiefs team. They know what playoff time is about. So it's fun. It's just exciting on this Friday. Yeah. Got an offer, or did he accept going to Kearney?
He got an offer yesterday from Kearney. Got an offer from Jewel as well, too. I think he's got like 13 offers out there right now. And Kearney came in yesterday. I'm like, you got to get this kid. And they're like, we got him.
Dusty.
Yes.
Kearney's nickname, plus 10 points, go.
Not a clue.
Lopers.
The Lopers. The University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers. You want a little fun Smith Center fact about them?
Yeah.
Smith Center is nearly equidistant between the University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers and the Fort Hays State Tigers.
Ooh.
It's really a house divided. Yeah, you'll see plates of house divided with a tiger and a loper. And Smith Center kids get in-state tuition if they go to UNK. So nice. That's the Army-Navy K-State, KU, KU, Missouri of Division II here. This is a battleground equidistant between those two rivals.
All right, let's talk about the Chiefs. We're sitting at 5-4. Yeah. We watched Denver last night. They're nothing. How do you assess what's – I mean, come on. I mean, 10-7, whatever that nonsense was last night. Like, how do you assess where the Chiefs are right now?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. I would say that there's no need to panic at 5-4. Because we've actually been 5-4 in 21 and still made the AFC Championship game, 9-6 in 23, won the Super Bowl. We've done all that, 1-5 in 15, 1-10 straight. Where the Chiefs are right now is I still think a powder keg ready to explode positively. The Buffalo game notwithstanding. I think during this bye week, and we know what Andy Reid is after byes, it becomes a real strong self-scout and self-examination. For the Chiefs defense, 1 week doesn't take the fact that they've been the best scoring defense since the beginning of 2023, I believe, off the table. I think it's just with Spags trying to figure out opponent-specific versus what kind of personnel do I have on the field based on tendencies. He's got everything at his disposal, the way he runs so many nickel and dime packages, what he does with his front. But Buffalo, quite honestly, was able to get some opportunities. They got opportunities against base defense and went to those tight ends. That really kind of dictated that game. And so I think that's just something Spags continues to look at offensively. You're just sitting here with all these weapons. And it's a matter of protecting specifically on the edges, and that'll be gigantic next week in our discussion. As you saw last night, that really won that game. The fact they couldn't touch Benito all night. The Raiders were like, okay, let's just continue to run five-step drops in the pocket and seven steps. I'm like, what are you doing? But still, the point is, again, getting ready to use all that weaponry in these next eight games, how do you use it? How do you protect? And still turn it loose. The Buffalo game didn't change the fact that from week four to week eight, Patrick Mahomes was the top quarterback in the league. So one game doesn't change all that. But you got to figure out where am I most explosive in what situation and how do I turn all the horses loose.
Mitch, I want to bring this up to you because magicians aren't supposed to tell you how they do their tricks, correct? why would Buffalo tip off that Xavier Worthy was tipping his pitches according to their defense?
Okay, first of all, if it's true, then it's noteworthy. That's part of the self-scout. And for each player, we think of teams or Spags or Nags or coach or Tobe looking at each individual group. But each individual player, and the veterans do this, is look at self-scout. Am I tipping what I'm doing? All right. But let's back up a second. This kid's a rookie, Hairston. Mm-hmm. He had an interception on an overthrow. It wasn't like he jumped the route. And so he's not Pat Surtain the second yet. Okay. Or Emmett Thomas. That's one. So usually a rookie wouldn't say something like that. A veteran would go, dude, what are you doing? The other thing is, why would you help your opponent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll fly Maxwell Hairston in here and go, what else you got? Because we want to beat you guys the next time.
Right.
Like, what do you – so if you're a veteran on that team, if you're Taron Johnson and you're going, dude, what are you doing? Just – that's us. You keep that information with us. So I think that's where – the fans need to take that with a grain of salt. Instead of Maxwell Hairston giving a deposition or appearing before Congress, that stops our whole operation. It's like, well, wait a minute, let's think through this a bit and realize the kid probably just helped us, or is it really true?
Yeah, that's kind of where I was. I'm like, this guy is like laying out the secrets. Like, why would you do that? And then come to find out, well, if you're a rookie, you just don't know what you're really doing in the NFL. It was like the guy with the Raiders with the Kermit the Frog thing a year ago. You know, it's like certain things you just don't do, because now the Chiefs go, okay, even if it isn't true, it gives them something else to look at and something else to be conscious of. And maybe it was true. And maybe they look at that and they go, oh my God, because you did this, they knew the entire time what we were doing. And now we get you to not do that anymore. Now nobody's going to know what's going on.
And everything you say can be used against you in a court of football, right?
Right.
So even Maxwell, Harrison saying this, especially if it's like Niagara Falls, Barrel, BillsMafia.com.org. Like, and you're like, isn't that, you know, Chaz in the basement? Yeah, well, you just said it, and it just went viral, and so the whole world knows. But that to me, that's where I kind of went with that one, was – if you have that information, Dusty's right. You hang on to that, because you might play him again. And I don't think the Bills want to help us win games.
Mitch, I want to bring this up because Andy Reid, I know, is no stranger to his record after the bye. But is this the most important bye week that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes together have had in their tenure together?
Well, I don't know. You know, as far as this discussion, it makes it sexier if I say yes. Mm-hmm. But do we really look at recency bias here? I think the fact that you now have a game and a half lead, or what it would be, 2.5 lead by the Broncos, but you still play those guys twice. Mm-hmm. And that means the next game coming up. So, yeah, maybe. But I've got to sit here and scan through everything else, because we forget what this team has battled through, even with Pat as QB1. I think of even 2019. After a horrendous October where we lose 3 home games and Pat's knees in his throat, and you know, you're fighting there. We all think we've steamrolled every year to win these division titles. That's not been the case.
Right.
But this is let's just say it's a significant challenge, because right now Denver is the Chiefs of a year ago. Mm-hmm. Last year, the Chiefs won 11 one-score games, and it's, oh, they're so lucky. Oh my gosh, what you can't do. You can't live like that. The Broncos have won, what, 6 of their 8 like this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're gritty and tough. You can't count them out. So it's just the narrative. But really, the Broncos are having what the year the Chiefs had last year.
Well, but also, though, Mitch, I think the biggest difference is the Chiefs were doing that with, like, people who had been there before. You know, they had the experience. Mm-hmm. And so when you're a veteran team, to me, winning those close games, hey, that's what you're supposed to do, right? I look at the Broncos right now, I'm like, they're not a good team. They're getting lucky. They're getting opponent wins. You know, the Giants, the Eagles, like all of these collapses, the Texans with Davis Mills, like everything is falling for them. To me, it's not that Denver has gone out there and grabbed these games. It's that their opponents have collapsed, where I think the difference last year was the Chiefs were going out there, save the Raider game, and winning those games and finding ways to win those games at the end.
Yeah, so you're almost like you're kind of trotting to the end or limping to the end instead of like rushing in the last 100 meters to win the race. I think that's the analogy you're giving, and I think that's fair. Now, the Broncos, and you look at their team, like Dre Greenlaw has been there before. I'm like Singleton, maybe a little bit. I'm just looking around their defense that and their offense, quite honestly, of who's there that's been through a pennant race. J.K. Dobbins, I guess, with the Ravens.
Yeah.
But really, they've not won a playoff game since 2015.
Right.
And so they're doing good. They're 8-2. Gotcha. Got it. But you're right. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that, but we're heading into the stretch here. In that enormous game next week.
Mitch, I want to bring this up real quick because of the game last week against Buffalo. They did the same recipe, it seemed, that Philadelphia did in the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost. They did the same thing that Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl that the Chiefs lost. And I brought up that question about Andy on the bye. That seems to be the Achilles heel to the Chiefs offense, is the 4-man rush and the 7-man drop back. How do you fix that?
Well, it's the 4-man rush with outstanding outside speed rushers that line up in 5 or 7 technique. Now, the Bills didn't do as much 9 technique, but where those wide rushers give you problems. And they funnel Pat into, you know, they kind of halfway spied Pat in that game too, with Bernard, I think. And so they disallow Pat to get free. So I think that has been, if you want to look at a common Eagles last year in Super Bowl 59 and Super Bowl 55 and this game. So, yeah, that becomes, but the Chiefs have countermeasures to that too. It's not like they haven't faced outside rush, but I think that's the big one right there. So you can still attack the middle of those defenses. You try to somehow influence those speed rushers. Sometimes you can run right under their nostrils, but that's where I think, yeah, Andy looks at that. But you can still beat a team that drops seven. In fact, if they're dropping seven and playing man, you can really attack them. If they're dropping seven and playing zone, you can attack them. You just have to be more patient. But you've got to give one or two more clicks to Pat with those outside rushers. And here comes Benito, right? Mm-hmm. Here comes Cooper. Now, Zach Allen changes things because that guy is a monster mm-hmm. in the middle of the defense. So you can get a four-man rush, but you can beat four rush, drop seven. That's not, oh, my gosh, oh, Lord, that's you can't beat that, so you might as well forfeit the game. No. There's ways to attack it.
All right, Mitch, you know, we're always thinking about the bye from a physical standpoint, right? Oh, my God, they need to rest mm-hmm. to get off their feet and all that kind of stuff. As we've moved along in life, we realize how important the mental side of things is. And this is a team that's been going all over the world, Brazil and, you know, all these places. How is the mental side going to get recharged during this weekend?
Yeah, let's just back up a second and think about this. Even in the first nine games of this season, we've had the crazy, goofy Friday night game at Brazil. And I still, that's a whole different story, and I'll talk about it it just is. It throws things off kilter. But you've played two Monday nights, right? You played two Sunday nights in that. Five of your nine, or is it six, have been in these off times. Like you cannot get into a physical rhythm with it. But it also creates you know, the mental challenge of this is a team. This is still a team that has played 6 years in five for the most part. You talk about the Broncos, who's been there. This is a team that's played 6 years in five or 7 years in six or 5 years in four. Pat's played 21 playoff games in that 7 year span that you're talking about. So that's just extra time, extra games, high leverage games. And you're doing those games at all different kinds of challenges of how your week looks like in preparation. So I think backing off mentally and emotionally of, all right, let's just take a 30,000-foot view of not only our team, but like Earth, and just figure out where we're at to recharge, I think is huge. And the bye week coming at this time, basically in the middle of the season, I think this season is huge, especially looking up at the standings, which we talked about earlier. But these bye weeks are all as much, especially with the veterans, like a Kelsey, all the guys, what the class of 22 has gone through, and all these extra games. This is really important to back up and just exhale a bit before you try to come in swinging starting next week.
Talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, how big of a bye week is this for 95 Chris Jones?
Huge, no pun intended. I think that him to recalibrate and again to kind of figure out, and this is Spags and the defensive front and Joe Cullen, of keeping him fresh and how many snaps, when are those snaps going to be played, who's going to help him, do we do something extra inside, even by using some of the like Mike Dana more inside, what do we do to make Chris as effective as he can be going into these next eight games and next week, and then having Chris just back up a bit, you know, reset the engines. He's what I'm talking about. This guy's been through, talk about 21 playoff games for Pat. He's played all those too. Mm-hmm. And he's near, you know, he's 10 years in the league. Him and Kels are the two that just, we got to figure out a way to help both of you guys physically, but mentally and emotionally just recharge. If there's any frustration, let's get rid of that. And because right now we got to catch our breath.
And then the follow-up question goes to the other side of the ball. What do we expect from Josh Simmons, who's returned to the team with some time off?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because we all think that it's going to be we're playing Madden and we can just turn on the laptop and boom, there he is, and he's going to play to whatever level he's at. there's going to be still a ramp-up period coming into this. And that, to me, I don't have an answer for, Dusty, but it will be interesting to monitor next week to see how quickly Josh can get up and running, especially against the Piranha you're playing against. So it's, if you're freshly coming back into this, to go swimming, you don't want to swim with the Sharks right away, but that's what you're going to have to do. So all that's going to have to be taken into account. It's really compelling. I don't have an answer for you this morning, but I'm as interested as you are.
Mitch, enjoy the high school football tonight. I hope Smith Center gets a big win, and I'm sure there'll be a celebratory party down at Pooch's, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be a I won't be at the celebratory before. There'll be one before, during, and after at Pooch's, yes. If Smith Center can pull this off, they're in a rematch game. TMP lost 42-21, but don't be misled by the score. So, yeah, this is on tonight. You're going to have a game that's on as well.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Mitch, I don't have to tell you about this rivalry. My Wildcats go into Blue Springs South territory tonight. It's the Wildcats versus Jaguars in the Blue Springs Showdown, and that quarterback for South, he's something special, man.
He is. Now, what do you guys play for something? Is there like the
Cat Clash? That was earlier on in the season.
Yeah, there's got to be a hammer or a claw or something you guys got
to
play for.
Like a bucket or something. There has to be a bucket.
Yeah,
there's got to be a bucket or a barrel or a hammer or a
nail,
something. If you don't have something, it's going to be, what would be significant, you know, maybe for Andy Locke.
Yeah. You
know, the Summit Grill would
like,
be, yeah.
He'd be like, that'd be like the Lee Summit rivalry, but I don't know. Maybe we play for like the David Cook Award.
Yeah. But you know, we lost Andy.
Yeah, we did, unfortunately.
There's going to be like the golden salmon, glazed salmon of Summit Grill as goes to the winner of Blue Springs.
Dude,
you guys got to figure that out. If you don't have something, then that's minus 10 points.
Okay, well, we'll get on it, Mitch, but we enjoy the time, and we'll talk to you next Friday when this team plays that putrid offense of the Denver Broncos.
Nebraska Kearney Lopers. Make sure you got that for the next time.
Got that. Lopers in my loafers. I got it.
Okay. All right, boys, see you.
Later. That's Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Golden glazed salmon.
That does sound pretty good, though.
What's the golden, like a brown mustard on salmon?
I was thinking like some sort of sweet, obviously, but like I'm trying to think. I had it for a second what I thought a golden glaze would be.
It's got to be like a brown mustard and like a sweet potato. So I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm like, yeah.
A golden glaze.
Like a honey Dijon type of thing, maybe, you know?
That'd be good. Coming up on the other side, we get to One Word with Kramer. Not Mac, it's Kramer's One Word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.